And we have an update to a story we told you about earlier this week. The Gravette School District, along with others, had been involved in the drafting of a bill allowing school districts, cities, counties, and VOTEC schools to pool their funds to establish regional career centers where high school students can take courses in various trades like HVAC or welding. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek has this update.
The legislation we're talking about here is called Senate Bill 288. Today, it'll become a law when the governor signs it at 3:30. Here's what this means for Arkansas students. Prior to this bill, school districts were not able to spend their money outside their boundaries for any kind of facilities. Now, at least four entities, they can be cities, counties, school districts, or vocational technical schools, will be able to collaborate to create and pay for a career center in a particular region. The Gravette, Bentonville, Decatur, and Gentry school districts have already been doing something along those lines by establishing the Western Benton County Career Center. But right now, that career center is in the Gravette School District. The new law will allow those four school districts to contribute funds to build a permanent career center in the next few years. We spoke with Mike Harvey as he was driving to Little Rock for the signing ceremony. Harvey is the COO of the Northwest Arkansas Council and currently also its interim president and CEO.
The worm has turned, so to speak, in terms of career education, and parents are starting to get that.
He says Gravette's certified nurses assistant and HVAC programs demonstrate that offering vocational and technical courses to high school students works.
Well, like a CNA program, there's nothing prohibiting those kids from going on and getting their LPN and RN, moving up the career ladder, but they're work ready on day one, which is pretty impressive. You know, the HVAC kids are the same way. You know, they're starting to integrate things like entrepreneurship and things like that into some of these curriculums, so these kids aren't going to be stuck doing work for somebody else all their lives. They might have some of the skill sets to go out and be their own contractor. And so, it's all about giving kids options. That's the bottom line here.
Harvey says not every student needs to get a four-year degree. In fact, he says only a quarter of the jobs around the country and Northwest Arkansas require that kind of diploma.
The big fast middle has been ignored pretty badly for a number of years, and there's a lot of good jobs going unfilled because of it.
And as Gravette High School Principal Jay Chalk told us Monday, the model for the Regional Career Center that's in the works in Western Benton County can be recreated in other parts of the state. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.
A Gravette School District spokesperson says the permanent regional career center that will replace the current Western Benton County Career Center should be up and running in about 2 to 3 years. You can listen to our Monday story about the Western Benton County Career Center in Gravette by going to KUAF.com or OzarksAtLarge.com.